Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation that brings the families in the country and the farmers in the country together over issues of food, food supply. I'm here as the champion of the American Family Farmer because I am one. You can check out my website and Facebook page at Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. I'm proud of the stuff that we have down in North Carolina. That word stuff is silly, isn't it? It really is. Because it doesn't say anything. It's kind of a collective. Lots of information, a lot of help to people with ideas. That's really what I'm interested in doing. We're going to be talking to a fellow from the National Farm to School Network during the course of the program today. But I start off usually with 5 or 6 minutes worth of news that affects family farmers, and I think that the most important thing going on this week is a push to drain China's influence from farms and farmland. The plan in Congress at the moment is, and by the way, these are people from both parties, looking at measures to crack down on foreign purchases, mostly Chinese ownership of prime agricultural real estate. This is going on this week. Legislation to that effect has been presented. It's in the hopper. A discussion of China and its presence in the American food system, which basically poses a national security risk. It's about time these guys realize that. Senate lawmakers are showing interest in these efforts as well. They want to keep American farms in American hands. The debate over farm ownership, the broader efforts by Congress and the Biden administration, I think we talked about this on this program last week, trying to curb our economic reliance on China, especially in key industries like food. The call for tighter limits on who owns America's farms has come from lots of people. During the week this week, former Vice President Mike Pence was all over this. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts, all over this. I think the statement from Pence was something along the lines of America cannot allow China to control our food supply. Hello, that's a simplistic way of looking at it, but it's the truth. He was asked to speak at the Heritage Foundation, and that's what he did. He suggested, and I think that this is right on as well, Congress ought to end all farm subsidies for land owned by the Chinese or any other foreign nationals. The firms that have expanded their presence in America and our agricultural sector started with when they bought pork processing giant Smithfield Foods. They own that. And they also control $1.9 billion of land purchases in the last year. And that is not that's not healthy at all. There are 900 million acres of American farmland that are owned by people who are not Americans. Very bad. But China is the worst culprit because of their involvement in other things, like the China Chem thing, which is really an outrage. There's another Monsanto and Bayer. That's all that stuff that's not good for the soil, not good for America, not good for anything. So anyway, Dan Newhouse, who's a Republican from Washington, said the current trend is leading us toward the creation of a Chinese-owned agricultural land monopoly. And we can't have that for sure. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. There was some naysaying. Representative Grace Meng, who's from New York, a big ag state, although I'm not sure she's from an ag area. At any rate, she said that the problem with this sort of legislation is it perpetrates rising anti-Asian hate. Well, you know, Dr. Ms. Meng, you got to look at the realities here, it seems to me. I don't want to see any trouble. I certainly don't want to see anything happening to people who live in our country, no matter what their descent. But it's time we get a grip on this. Your issue is not the most important important part of this discussion. The ownership of the Chinese Communist government of land in our country, of businesses in our country, of industry, it needs to be scrutinized and stopped. And especially when you realize, how about this? How's this go down with your Cheerios? That the Chinese government has been getting taxpayer subsidies for the land. The meatpacking conglomerates like Smithfield got tons of money from the federal government during COVID. You know that. We've talked about that. And Smithfield is still in line to get a lot more money. And look at the U.S. farmers who are struggling here. You know, we get the farmers lucky to get 15, 16 cents out of every dollar that is spent in our country for food. It's time that gets addressed. And I think we all ought to cheer for our congressmen and senators to pass this kind of a law. One of the big problems is that there's so much influence from these companies in the form of campaign contributions, thanks to a horrible act that was Citizens United passed, was it 20 years or so ago, when the Supreme Court said it was okay for a corporation to act like a person, and the floodgates were open, corruption galore, and that's what's caused the problem here. So in a way, we have nobody to blame but ourselves for this problem. Meanwhile, I was looking at the list of fairs this year, because everybody was excited last year. There were no fairs. There were no expositions. This year, they're all over the place. I think I started thinking about it when I saw the announcement that Willie Nelson is going to Hartford this year for Farm Aid. And then looking around at all the other fairs and things that happen in the East, in the Midwest, and all over the country before school gets started. 4-H, FFA getting together. It's a great experience if you have the opportunity to participate in something like that. You ought to. And to sort of follow up, on the business of what's going on legislatively, my final focus here in the news department is what's going on up in Maine. The legislature up there has approved the proposal, this is by a two-thirds margin, by the way, that changes the language in the Maine Constitution, and this is going to now be on the ballot for voters in November to consider embedding in the Constitution an amendment that establishes a fundamental right to grow and consume food in your own. You know, some places in our country where it's against the law to grow your own food. Can you imagine a city or a town or a jurisdiction or a county saying you cannot grow? There's a fellow up in Winthrop, Maine, who's a farmer there, got the attention of one of the state's senators, and this is where this all came from. The ballot question will ask, quote, do you favor amending the Constitution to declare that all individuals have a natural, inherent, and unalienable right to grow, raise, harvest produce, consume the food that they grow of their own choosing for their own nourishment, sustenance, health, and well-being? How could you vote against that, would be my question. This is kind of like the Right to Repair Act, the Right to Grow Act. Can you imagine that in this country there are laws that keep you from being able to fix your own tractor, your own equipment, your own car, or that's what the John Deere's of the world want us to do? Well, the same thing is true here. The big ag, you're going to see a tremendous fight in Maine, especially from the chicken growers and the egg producers and the pork producers. The big four are going to try to kill this move because it certainly is not good for them. So let's see where that all shakes out. Not cool, because we all see the continuing in the big food corporations and their market dominance and political power. It's unquestioned, and it's un-American, unnecessary. So I think I said a week or two ago here that Joe Biden taking on big ag in this bill, the executive order, is a good thing, and I think it ought to be a focus that we support. Okay, in a moment, we're going to meet Tomas Delgado from the National Farm to School Network here on this week's American Family Farmer. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moving back into the American family farmer with a certain amount of genius, Tomas Delgado is joining us from the National Farm to School Network, which is in the state of Illinois. Whereabouts in Illinois? I have family in Illinois. Where are you, Tomas?
Hey there, Doug. My name is Tomas Delgado. I'm coming at you from Illinois. I'm in central Illinois in Urbana-Champaign area, so adjacent to the University of Illinois here. But the National Farm to School Network is actually a national based organization, and we don't have any particular home or area of the U.S., so all of our staff members are kind of scattered around the country. I would say that maybe D.C. is our actual home base, in addition to the Bay Area. But, we're all over the country.
So what does farm to school do? There's an implication from the name. Let's see if the implication in my mind is correct. What is the mission of farm to school?
Great question. So farm to school is a movement that builds connections between kids and healthy local food. In the process, farm to school also serves as an important supportive role for local farmers and producers. When this process occurs, communities and their ties together are built. So farm to school, really does benefit kids. It benefits farmers, but it also just strengthens community resilience. So kids need farms, farms need kids, and communities need strong and healthy relationships to flourish. So this is kind of like the essence of what farm to school is, but the actual farm to school process, what it looks like, initiatives can look like classroom, nutrition and agricultural education, field trips to farms, building and supporting of school gardens, or school procurement and local food that can help make its way onto the plates of kids and into the cafeterias of schools. So it's really linking local producers to schools within their community and supporting those relationships to happen.
So you have to have a public-private or sort of a public non-profit connection. What I'd like to know, and we'll get to it in a matter of moments here, some of the success stories, how long you've been at this, and what do you feel good about in terms of what's happening so far. Tomas Delgado from the National Farm to School Network is here. Check out the website, farmtoschool.org. That's farmtoschool.org. Maybe some ideas here for your neck of the woods, or to connect with these folks at the National Farm to School movement. We'll get to that, as I say, when we continue here in this week's American Family Farming.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, a great way for us to deal in or to tune in to things that are happening in the farm movement. The family farmers of America are very interested in your support. There are a lot of different programs, and so I want to get at as many of these as we can. Tomas Delgado is a specialist in a training program that helps farmers learn about selling their products. So let's take it from A to Z, or maybe first grade to 12th grade, whatever. The farm school takes place in terms of time. What is committed to what? And you know, I guess I kind of want to get a feel. And I know Champaign-Urbana well. Matter of fact, some of my great friends in life, the Libmans, live there. The Libman family has been responsible for making and selling and distributing a lot of household utilities all around the country and around the world. The Libman name is known far and wide, and they've been big supporters of stuff like this. I don't know whether you come across them or not, but they'd be probably good to hit up for support for something like this. So where are your success stories? Is Champaign-Urbana a good example? Where have you set shop up, and has it done what you wanted it to do?
Yeah, so there are success stories to reference all around the country in several different communities and incorporating and involving several different types of producers. So, you know, we're not just focusing on the advocacy of specialty crops. You know, we're including dairy farmers, ranchers, fisheries, apple farmers, microgreen farmers, you name it. So the website has plenty of case studies as well as just, you know, stories of farmers who have been able to approach schools within their own communities to sell to them, develop outstanding relationships with the superintendents of those schools or the food directors of those schools to really see schools as a viable market for small local organic farmers. And those are the stories that we like to uplift and we like to support. Given that we're a national organization, you know, we can't be everywhere at once. So we work in tandem with a very robust network that we have. Each state is one of our affiliates and essentially has a farm-to-school coalition within their state. So, you know, my state, Illinois, for instance, Illinois has its own Illinois Farm-to-School Coalition, and that's grouped by a number of environmental, sort of public health and agricultural nonprofits that come together to really look at farm-to-school within the state and help farmers make these connections and help them navigate sort of the bureaucratic red tape of getting into a school to sell their products and really helping them just with the any kind of certification that they may need to sell to a school, and also helping schools and food directors and school superintendents and especially the children understand where their food comes from.
That's a big problem. That's a very big problem, understanding the sources of food. I wonder if we can reach out to this or address this. I'd be interested to know, as we look at the calendar, I'm sure you're familiar with this, the school year is built upon the old agrarian needs of our country so that youngsters were off in the summertime to work on the farm. Well, that isn't the case anymore because we don't have many people even doing farming. That has changed a great deal. But I do wonder how much of this work is being done to help prepare students, youngsters, to work on farms. Now, once they learn what they're all about, it seems to me there's a big problem in our country getting people to work on farms. So I wonder how much of a cog that is in your wheel. That question will be answered by Tomas Delgado as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mask mandate about to take effect in a major U.S. city and its surrounding county. St. Louis imposing a mandate that goes into effect Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked yesterday about imposing a national mandate.
One, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities. community.
St. Louis, the second largest county to impose a mask mandate after Los Angeles County. A St. Louis health official says the mandate will ensure a rise in cases doesn't overwhelm hospitals. Work underway to address safety concerns at the site of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida. A structural engineer telling county officials this week the foundational walls of the building could collapse. Miami-Dade County's mayor saying yesterday contractors are shoring and bracing the walls. This is USA Radio News. Our former commander in Afghanistan sees a bleak future there once U.S. troops leave. David Petraeus on Fox News yesterday and what he expects.
We'll see the return of Al-Qaeda. We'll see millions of refugees flowing into other countries, particularly Pakistan. And we'll see, right, ultimately the return of a medieval, theocratic, ultra-conservative Islamist regime, the Taliban, controlling a good bit of the country.
Petraeus adds he's heartened by U.S. airstrikes this week against the Taliban, but the Taliban still has what he calls strategic momentum. The Taliban surge may have political consequences for President Biden. A new Gallup poll out yesterday shows Biden's approval rating at the lowest of his presidency, 50%. That's down 6 points from the last poll just a month ago. California's largest wildfire, just 18% contained. The Dixie Fire covering almost 143,000 acres in the Central Valley north of Sacramento. Meanwhile, the Tamarack Fire continues to grow along the California-Nevada border. It's now over 58,000 acres and is just 4% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Just the American Family Farmer. Every week together with you and a lot of people who are following what's going on in agriculture, sizes, big ones, small ones, but mostly we're just in small farms. And maybe this is a good source of help if that's part of the plan. I don't know that, but I'll find out. Tomas Delgado is here. National Farm to School Network is what he represents. Website farmtoschool.org. So is part of the plan as you teach youngsters where the food comes from, is part of it to entice youngsters to be interested in working on farms as children or young adults, if you will, and maybe to go into farming as we go down the road into adulthood? Where, how does that play into this?
Yeah, great question. I would say that it is definitely a component of our mission. It may not be explicitly named, and it may not be explicitly spoken of, but the goal really is to help communities form better relationships with the producers within the communities, and that can look like education, that can look like a simple field trip, and the end goal could be, yes, that, you know, these students that are in schools that you know may have gone on a field trip, that may have seen a presentation done by a producer, are enticed to to get into the agricultural sector. In however capacity that works for them. So we're really trying to just break off morsels of the big, you know, this big giant sector that is, you know, even for adults is a hard to wrap our minds around, and just present them to students, to give them a piece of what the systems are around them and how they're fed each day. And in doing this, we want to support farmers along the way within those communities. And so these relationships can be maintained, informed, and be strong moving on.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID, I'm sure it's impacted what you're doing, and it's impacted what all of us are doing. And the reason that I say that I bring it around to you and the focus on you is because as you try to teach youngsters where food's coming from, that was one of the big gaps, even with adults who don't have a clue. They're two or three generations removed from the farm and from the work that's done on the farm and the growing that's done on the farm. So a lot of people don't really even know, and they're not teaching their children to understand the food system. They don't understand their bodies, how to nourish their bodies. A whole bunch of things here that have been lacking, and COVID brought us up short because it happened that there wasn't enough food to go around, and people were emptying the supermarkets and grocery stores and little convenience. Everybody got wiped out. And so then people say, well, wait a minute, where's the food? Where did it come from? And that's when folks this past year realized how important the local family farms were and embraced that, because I think most people I know who are in the same business that I'm in are happy, not happy about COVID, but happy that it seemed to bring a resurgence in interest back to the family farms. And so you're speaking to the same issue, in a manner of speaking, by getting people to understand where the food came from. That was the big question, and I'm not sure it was adequately answered. It's been addressed, but do you think, Tomas, that it's been answered to the satisfaction of youngsters? Do they seem to know more now than maybe they did two or three years ago about farms and farming?
The answer is yes. I would say that their understanding of food in general has increased. As with all consumers, we're bombarded by a lot of information from a lot of different sectors. But food is the one thing that, you know, brings us all together in a lot of very interesting ways. So I would say that there is so much more information out there than there has been in any other time in history. But also, our approach to addressing, food scarcity or food insecurity within the country, especially within sort of marginalized communities, low-income communities, their approach to addressing these insecurities have been very robust, and they may not be in the form of developing, relationships with producers within their area, but they've come in the form of mutual aid through community gardens, school gardens. Speaking here in my own community in Champaign-Urbana, the Solidarity Gardens movement is one example, just a community effort to address food insecurity that has taken place on the land of a number of local governmental units, our park district, our township, to some degree our city, and then private citizens opening up their land for gardening to then be all donated to a drive that will then end up in the homes of low-income folks. So I think that our approaches to food has definitely awakened in a lot of ways, and it may not all be based off of our relationships with producers, but what's more important is that we have a better understanding of how food is sourced, where it comes from, and it's the soil, it's the ground, it's the land that we exist on, and understanding that process will then help us deepen our appreciation for the people who do this as a profession, which, yes, have been overlooked for legacies, but I would say that it takes its shape in different ways, and it may not be explicitly like, going to a farmer and thanking him, but understanding and seeing that process and actually having some experiential, learning through failed attempts of growing something or successes in growing something, I think further appreciates the people that do this as a specialty.
Well, I think let's put this into a different shape, or we'll expand the shape by knowing more about you, where you told us that you were living in Champaign-Urbana. I got a feeling that's not where you grew up. Under what circumstances have you been involved in farming and agriculture and growing things? I'd like to take that up with you as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer, getting the information from Tomas Delgado, understanding how this National Farm to School Network can work. Perhaps a way, when you go to their website, farmtoschool.org, you can see a way to get a connection with them to bring this information into your school system. Sounds like it's certainly, I know from my own experience and knowledge, it's needed. How we can get it spread around, I guess, is partially the reason that he's here. I take a deep breath sometimes because there's so much information here. But there is a need for the information because we have really we've done a horrible job educating youngsters. And they grow into adults. They don't know where the food comes from. They don't know how to grow food. They don't know how their bodies work. So this is important info. Continuing in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Here's some information about a different product. This is an all-natural product as well. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that you can utilize as a person who's lost weight. Maybe you've been, like a lot of people I know, they go on these diets and up and down and up and down. It's not really good for your body to do this. Better if you don't have the weight on, but it's not good to do the yo-yo. You lose 20 pounds, you put it back on, take it off, put it back on. So how about you do something that keeps, that assures that you can keep that weight off, and thus the focus on the product Calitrin, a weight loss formula that has no stimulants in it whatsoever, completely all natural. That's why it gets my 100% endorsement, because that's the only kind of stuff I will endorse. I will say, this is something I use, and it's something you should use. And that's basically the bottom line here. So check out this product, Calitrin, as a weight loss support formula. Take 4 capsules when you go to bed at night. Help you rest better for your joints, lose the weight, and keep it off. That's why I love it, because it helps me, and it'll help you to keep off all that excess weight, once you've worked so hard to get rid of it in the first place. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Right now, you can get a 3-month supply free in any number of certain cases. Check that out, plus free shipping. Again, the code is DJV to use when you're choosing Calitrin for healthy weight loss support. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Back now to Tomas Delgado. I asked you about your background before you got to the National Farm to School Network. Under what circumstances did you grow up? What did you learn about food and the food supply? What did you know as a youngster?
As a young boy, I grew up here in Illinois, close to Chicago, and I didn't have a great understanding of my food, like sort of systems that helped me be fed every day. And it wasn't until I had deeper, more meaningful conversations with my grandparents that I learned about their relationships with the food system and agriculture in general. On my father's side, my grandparents were migrant workers, and mm-hmm. they worked in California, Arizona, Texas,
Alabama and Mississippi, and then eventually landed in Illinois, where they were able to settle here and build a home and raise a family. And so their journey has been through the agricultural system in that type of way. And the lessons that they've taught me have been very impactful and meaningful, and it has pulled me to really look at the food system through that lens. In addition, on my mother's side, apart from the legacies of slave hand workers working in the South, my grandparents there worked on farms, their own family farms in Mississippi, and eventually, after land loss, had moved up to Chicago and settled, and that's kind of where my story starts, if you're in Illinois. So, I come from legacies of agriculturalists, and I want to continue that work in sort of this modern time that we're doing, and I want to focus on community strength, because both my grandparents owe their communities so much to get them to where they're at now, and that's what I really want to focus on.
All right, so in the few moments that we have remaining here, I want to draw people's attention to your website, because there are a number of resources that are there, handbooks for teachers. If there are teachers listening right now, you ought to reach out, because this ought to be part of, especially elementary, even middle school, all across maybe K through 12, it ought to be part of curriculum. But I know from my own experience being in school and teaching as well, elementary school is the place to grab people's minds and teach them about this. So I see you have a number of handbooks that are available, I'm guessing, to teachers and schools in general. How does that work?
We have a lot of technical assistance materials on our website that are aimed at schools and food directors at schools, as well as educators who want to maybe take snippets of the materials to share with children. We also have full-on curriculums that they can rely on as well. And then we have materials that we're ramping up more and more, directed at producers to help them engage and be empowered to engage superintendents and food directors within their own communities. And that is actually being built through our Bringing the Farm to School training program, which is a partnership program with the USDA, the National Center for Appropriate Technology, and, of course, us at National Farm to School Network. And the program goal is to give agriculture producers training and tools to build their capacity to launch or grow efforts to market to schools, so therefore increasing their own sales to schools for farmers and expanding farm-to-school activities for students in schools and communities across the nation.
Certainly a lot here to celebrate, a lot to dig through. Again, I would encourage parents and teachers to dig around here and see, especially if you're in an ag community, maybe this is a connection that you need to make for your school. But it doesn't just apply. That's not fair to just apply it to that. We're in a drought of information, if you will, when it comes to food, where it comes from, getting people involved in growing, getting back on the farm, etc. So keep up the good work. Tomas, thank you for being here. Tomas Delgado at the National Farm to School Network, farmtoschool.org.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is the American Family Farmer at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about what you can find at our website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can find all the podcasts of our featured programs from the very beginning. They're all highlighted. You're given a lot of information and the date, so you can go there and listen to stories that are inspirational. I have a lot of them, if I do say so myself, from my own experience on the farm then and now. One of the podcasts that we have recently, an expert in sustainable farming, harvesting techniques. I thought it was a pretty good conversation, if I do say so myself, from Lee Jones, who along with his family, they were doing very well in the 80s, and then things fell apart. Farm was foreclosed upon, and it's a great story as to how he came back. He's even writing books now, cookbooks, because he's a cook and a farmer. The Chef's Garden, you may be familiar with that. If you aren't, check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Same can be said for another. I was just thinking about the things going on in Maine that I was talking about earlier in the program, reminding me that we had a focus on crops in Maine with pretty interesting the spotlight, I guess, was on Maine Organic Farmers and their association that they have up there. So you can learn about that, help you start an organization like this in your community or in your county or your state. It's the story of the day at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's what brings us all together, food, family, and farm on the American Family Farmer. And speaking of organic as we were, organic stuff grown in Maine, I want to bring your attention in my commentary to what's going on now. Based on my experience, I think I may have told this story on the air when I actually had the experience in early May, going to upstate New York and buying some Jersey calves from an Amish family who were milking organically. They had 264 acres of land. There's not, you know, in terms of what the Amish do on their land, it's pretty hard to contaminate the land because they don't have much stuff that runs on anything other than real horsepower. So looking around at what they were doing and how they were doing it, I was quite inspired, and I actually bought every calf that they had, every heifer that they had, because they do such a great job. And one of the things that allows him to do that is that he is selling what he referred to as regenerative organic dairy. There's a lot of it in Maine now. There's a lot of it in New York. There's a lot of it in, I think the most is in Pennsylvania from my understanding. And I bought some cows from down in Pennsylvania. The cows are going grass fed. You gotta have enough land to do this for sure. There are a lot of farmers who partner, share the land. The management is, it's been well publicized how you do this to make the land more fertile. I found on my farm, one of the things that I like doing, I just started doing actually, is putting the chickens out in the field and moving them around. From day to day. Their poop is great for the soil. They get all of the bad stuff. They eat all the ticks and all of the things that are in the soil that don't need to be there and are not good. And they help sustain the pastures. And, of course, this means the cows are better, healthier. And if it were, you know, if I were milking the cows, which I'm not, I do have some cows that I use for nurse cows. But the health is so different with 100% grass-fed. And so to go back to what the situation is in upstate New York or wherever there are these regenerative organic dairy the farms, they had $40, $41, $42. There are about 40 dairy farms down in Pennsylvania, and I think about the same number in New York that are using A2 Guernsey genetics, using A2 Jersey genetics, and so they're getting paid up to an average of $40 a hundredweight for the milk. And as I say, some of the farms in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and actually some even out west, are generating more than $40 a hundredweight, which is certainly enough, even though it does cost more to do it organically. I remember, and I've said this many times, it was costing me $24 a hundredweight to make milk that I was getting $17 for at the time. That's why I decided to sell organic milk. Raw organic milk. And I was able to get $12 a gallon for it. That's the kind of stuff that we need to focus on and to do. Changing people's minds about raw milk is another part of the educational process. But don't give up, no matter what. I think it's a fabulous way of life. Dairying is so fabulous, so great all the way around. So try to get into that niche if you can. Regenerative organic dairy. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts here on this week's American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.